You've heard me say it many times. My friend John Riley talks about that we are commanded to love one another, as hard as that is. But then he goes on to say, but you don't have to go fishing with them. And you think about that. We can love them. We don't have to like them. But we got to love them because God first loved us. And Jesus reminds us what true loyalty to him means in a world that is hostile towards him. I don't know if you noticed lately, but the world is hostile right now in so many areas. God and his promises and the values that we have to take a stand against sin. This will alienate some people, some groups, because sometimes people think, well, sin's just acceptable. Well, you have to be careful about that, kind of rolling with the punches, so to speak, because the only person you hurt is yourself when you go along with. Now, there is only one sin that cannot be forgiven, and that's the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit. Everything else, it don't matter what. Sexual immorality, it doesn't matter. If you ask God for forgiveness in Jesus' name, your sin will be forgiven. But if you shut God completely out of your life, that won't be forgiven. And you think, well, how can that be? When you look around, God's everywhere. Well, there's some people that manage to do it. The Bible says first comes death and then judgment. So, graduation time is here. Celebrating most of the time. Now, there's some people who want to interfere with graduation ceremonies, but that's not the whole purpose. But one thing about graduation, it's not an ending, but it's a beginning. The graduation signals an end to a course of study and one's learning and maturity, preparing them to launch into dynamic and hopeful ways, whether it's from high school or college. We now have the opportunity to become members of the community when we graduate from college and go on into this whole world. Graduates take part in the workforce after they graduate, in politics or in a world of ideas, and they take on responsibilities of adulthood and an investment in whatever careers they may choose to follow. So graduations mark an important coming of age, the age that we live in. It's a beginning. It's a transition from one stage of life to another. Graduation feels exciting, and hopeful students prepare to test out their potential for becoming all that they can be. You know, the United States Army picked up on that with their new advertising thing. Join the Army and be all that you can be. Well, discipleship is like that too. Discipleship, following Christ, Christ followers. Now, I don't know, we don't do it much anymore, at least since we don't have kids in the church so much, or I don't know about other churches, but here in this church and other churches that I served, it was always a wonderful time of year for the young people when they became the age of accountability. We had something called confirmation. Study Wesley history, study church history, and then when they get to be of age, I would take them over to the Jewish temple here in town, and we would experience a Shabbat service over there so that they could get a feeling of other religions and so forth. And confirmation class has really been a wonderful thing. How many of you have been at confirmation class through your journey with Christ? Yeah. It was fun. I enjoyed teaching it. I enjoyed participating in it. And it's just the sad thing that we don't hear much about it anymore. But going through a confirmation class, you have experience of another kind of graduation, so to speak. A different kind of coming of age in which you confirm your faith in Christ and fulfill the promises made by those at their baptism. So now you become an active and a responsible member of your church family, your community, and you're prepared to continue to mature in your faith. Be ready to take an active role in the ongoing life of the church. and the community of faith. For those of you who have undertaken that important milestone in your life, we celebrate with you. Today's scripture that I read, Jesus' disciples are ready to celebrate their own graduation. They're going to be graduating from a disciple, following Christ everywhere they went, learning and accepting all the things that he taught. And then they're a graduation from disciple to apostle. That's an important milestone for personal growth and responsibility, but also for the sake of the world and the continuation of Jesus' mission. And as they prepared for a time of Pentecost, which we are right on the cusp of Pentecost, they were preparing for the coming of the Holy Spirit. They didn't know too much about it at the time, what about to take place. We have history on our side, so we know what Pentecost means as the birthday of the church. We see Jesus preparing these disciples for a great, important mission in the scripture that I shared. And they will soon need to undertake. Last week, we taught and looked at Jesus and the importance of abiding in him. In our scripture for this week, Jesus reminds his disciples that their time of learning may be ending, but their mission is far from over. It's time to graduate. Their graduation does not signal an end, but a huge, dynamic beginning in their ministry. Jesus has chosen his disciples for a very special task, a mission vital to God and geared for the special time and the special place. He is appointing them to go forward in service and love. And love and even after his ascension, to continue the mission in Jesus' name. He's commissioning them, if you would, them as apostles and appointing them for service. He acknowledges that he has taught them all that he could. And now it's their time to embark entirely on a new journey. Upon their graduation, they will advance from disciples to apostles, from students to fellows. Their passive time as a student has ended. It is now time to lead. We are that way. We are in basic training until God comes for us or we go home to be with him. And it's always growing. And then Jesus said, in this world you'll have trials and tribulations. Fear not, for you've overcome the world. So they are recognizing that his disciples have matured in their faith. And they're ready to go off and proclaim God's victory. He's preparing them. But it's clear that he also believes that they are ready to take the reins of his mission. Jesus, as teacher, as rabbi, and as master, in a sense, is shaking their hands and sending them into the world, no more as learners, but as fellow teachers. That's what being an apostle means. You are called to be a disciple, and then you become an apostle because you are sent out to teach and preach the message of Jesus. And you give them only one prime directive. Love one another. For this is the core purpose of their mission, and they are anointed and appointed to a mission of love. Now, how will they have the energy or the synergy to pull this off? How will they have the courage to love so vastly and deeply that they would lay down their own lives for each other and their mission of God? Because most of the original 12 disciples ended up being martyrs. They were killed proclaiming this mission. It comes down to knowing who they are and trusting in to continue in the power and the presence of Jesus in their lives. He ascended in physical form, but his spirit will remain with them and with us, empowering them and us, infusing us with what I would like to call Jesus's DNA. Now, Judy went through stem cell transplant. One of the great things about the stem cell transplant, she gets a new DNA. Isn't that amazing? But in order for her to get the new DNA, she had to be on the edge of death. And then when she got rid of all of that disease in her body, her immune system had to be rebuilt in order to fight off further diseases and different things. It's taken 8-9 months, and it's still not complete, but she's cancer-free. So the Jesus DNA I'm talking about is D for dynamism, and the N for nutrition, and Jesus is called to action. DNA. An athlete or a wellness practitioner knows that in order to be your best physical self, you need to tap into your source of internal energy. You need to practice good and consistent nutrition. You need to take care of your body, and you need to stay active. A body in motion stays in motion, they tell us. And the same could be said about an effective apostle. A limber apostle is filled with dynamic power, Jesus says, nourished by the true vine. There's that word abiding again with the true vine, and always ready for action, and always attuned to God's word and his call on your life. And then you get the dynamic power. Jesus breathed on his disciples in his post-resurrection appearance. You know, when God created the heavens and the earth and he made man out of the dust of the earth, you know, God breathed the ruach and that man came alive. Jesus did the same thing with the disciples. He breathed upon them, granting them the Holy Spirit with spirit power and energy and passion for God's people. That dynamic passion is the energy source that will carry them when things really get difficult and sustain them through all that they need as they go through this thing called life. And then you have the nutrition of the Spirit. Jesus' disciples will continue to abide in his love, for that is the source of their nourishment, their courage, their passion, and hope. They will continue to abide in him, even as they continue to mature in their faith and grow into apostles as he has prepared them to be. And then action. These budding apostles must be prepared to act upon everything Jesus has taught them. And it's not enough just to have faith. They must now be prepared to put what they learned into action, of loving and healing others in Jesus' name. For Jesus, love is an action verb. It's time for the disciples to become apostles to bear the fruit of Jesus' teaching and to proclaim his resurrection hope to all who will listen. And to do this, they must act in love. They need to proclaim a healing ministry. They need to proclaim real and tangible ways this thing called the gospel. So today is our graduation day, those of us who are Christ followers, to prepare and to need to make, you know, the big thing now is when you get to be 25 years married or 50 years married, people say, I'm going to recommit my vows of marriage. Well, what we need to do is recommit our vows to Christ every once in a while. When you believe in your heart Jesus was raised from the dead, you'll be saved, and then we go on. But sometimes it takes a moment just to reflect, and to reflect and recommit your life to the ministry of Christ. So today is graduation day. And every time we renew our commitment in faith, Jesus celebrates another graduation. So all of us are called to be true potential as Jesus' disciples. We are called again and again and again to live out our identity as followers of Christ and to raise up our journey from disciple to apostle as Jesus anoints and appoints us to continue God's mission of love to a love-starved world. So at the time of our baptism, we were sanctioned and we were commissioned by God to be a part of Jesus' mission of love. Now we are grown, mature in our faith, and ready for whatever comes next. Amen? We are. That's challenging out there, but we're ready if we have faith and trust and the hope, the blessed hope that we have in Christ.